You have participated in the protests in Cairo. When you reached Tahrir Square, or let's say the protest, the first time, who did you meet there? Like, what kind of people did protest there?
Actually, the first day I went to Tahrir Square, it was on the 26th. It was the day after the big day, or after the first day of the 25th. So basically, there was nothing big going on. There's a lot of like syndicates, like the syndicates for lawyers and the syndicate for journalists. They were trying to do some protests and trying to like get people along to march with them. But the police had a really strong grip on both of the syndicates. They just made sure that everybody stayed in the building or stayed. They made sure they didn't go out on the streets. So these were the people who were trying to make organized marches. On the other hand, I saw like a protest that was trying to start around 1,000 people. They were trying to like gain momentum and go face the police, but unfortunately, the police had their subs between them, so they weren't able to do anything or take it up to the streets.
How did the
So this was
situation
the first day.
change like in the afterwards when the protests really got big? You've been in Tahrir Square as well at the 1 million people march. What kind of people did you met in the street? Who is participating there?
Well, it was mostly people between 20 and 30, I would say. People still in university and people who just graduated. These are the people who started it all. And again, you would see a lot of people who are like below middle class, who have problems like they may be like they work in the government or work in a private sector, but they don't get enough money. I would say people who get less than £1,000 a month or something. But mainly, it was the youth who were behind the whole thing, and you could tell that they were middle class people between the age of 20 and 30.
So, and there was there any division between like religious beliefs or gender? Have you seen just men in the square? Can you describe a little bit on that?
Well, actually, for a protest in Cairo, I think the ratio was more than I expected. The ratio of girls to boys was more than I expected. I thought, like, usually in a protest like this, you wouldn't find any girls, or probably you'd find only veiled girls who walk in groups. But on the but in this protest, I could see a lot of girls who were not veiled, who were in the street, who were protesting. And usually, these girls would get harassed if you're in Egypt. They didn't get harassed at all. The ratio was about like 75 male to 25 female, which I think was very, very weird to find in Egypt. Like on a normal day, yeah, you wouldn't find this ratio. You know, it was a very big ratio of females to males.
Could you observe any like division between the people? We have seen them on television who were praying during the protests. Were there like there's a minority of Christians as well in Egypt? Were they like standing apart? Were there like a division between religious fields, or was it more a united thing?
No, I think it was more organized. You have some people from the Islamic Brotherhood who were trying to go out and chant their own songs about wanting like an Islamic Cairo and stuff. They were a minority, and they were shut. They were made to like we like people who were running the protest. They told them we don't want any religious slogans or anything. So they were kept under control, and you couldn't see any division. The act of prayer in demonstrations, it doesn't show they're extreme or anything. The act of prayer, I think it's only normal, you know. Some people may look at it from the West as if it's something of like a religious value, or it shows religious tendencies. I don't think it does. It's very normal. I don't know how to say that. They're not the act of prayer is does not show being extreme. It's only something you have to do 5 times a day. So it wasn't a religious act, and I don't think it was religious at all, or there were any divisions based on the religion. I didn't see any Christians myself, but later in the newspapers I saw that they were Christians.
Yesterday, the negotiations started with the vice president, Suleiman. Do you know the people who do negotiate for the protests? And do you think these people do represent the main body of the protesters in Tahrir Square and in other cities in Egypt?
I do know people from the opposition. For me, I think they're a fake opposition. Actually, one of them said he will not be part of the demonstrations. I mean, like in 25, just before that, because there was a set date, and we all knew about it a week before. And this guy came out and said, "We are not going to be part of these protests." But yet again, like after all this, he's on the table and he's negotiating. I don't think they represent the people in Tahrir. They don't represent the youth in Tahrir. And I definitely cannot relate to any of them. They don't have set programs. You can't really tell what they want. They're just well, at the end, they just don't represent us, and they have a different agenda from the people protesting in Tahrir.
So, do you think any agreement reached between this group of opposition leaders or self-announced opposition leaders and Suleiman will have an impact on the protests?
It might have an impact, a very small impact, if they reach like a very high standard of requests that we ask for in the protest. But I don't think that will be the case. I think they're just trying to calm people down. But people in Tahrir won't be calmed down until he leaves.
Now let's get back a little bit to the daily challenges you faced in Cairo. Could you explain us a little bit what did you experience in your daily life? I mean, how did transportation work? How was the situation about food and security? Could you just give us like and tell us a story about something you experienced down in Cairo these days?
Well, the main problem, of course, was the lack of security. You had the police that they were given orders to leave their posts. So we spent the first night. It was a really horrible night. So we have a jail right next to where I live. You could hear gunshots all the time. The army was surrounding this jail because the police was totally out of the picture. We came down to the streets and we tried to organize ourselves into groups to take shifts and control the streets and what was going on. There was a lot of rumors going around about cars running and shooting at people. There was a huge department store right next to us that got totally stolen. So it was just chaotic, and you just didn't know what to believe. And actually, I went a few times to sleep at night, but I just couldn't. You had to be in the streets to try to protect yourself because you really didn't know what was going on. A lot of shots being fired out in the air or at people. You didn't know, so you just had to be in the street to know what was going on. When it comes to food and supplies, for me, I didn't have any problem to find food. I mean, you could go, you would go to the supermarket. It would be a little bit crowded, very crowded maybe, but you could probably find anything you need. But still, I live in a very it's an upscale neighborhood in Cairo, and a lot of foreigners live there, so we didn't have a problem when it comes to supplies. But as we've heard later, there was a problem of supplies some places else in Cairo. But for me, I didn't experience any problem with supplies. Just the problem of security was a huge concern.
How did you manage to communicate with each other? You had a huge, big situation going on, lack of security. There was a lot of rumors going along. How did you get information, and then how did you organize yourself in the civil communities?
Well, in the first days, we had some foreigners in the place. Some of them who actually have been to like in similar situations in their own countries. I recall someone printing a map of Maadi and then like dividing it into areas, like from Area 1 to Area 26, and we had they made a group leader out of each area, and then they took the group leader, had his name and had his phone number, and they printed out all the leaders and their numbers in a paper, and then they gave it out to everyone. So probably if you needed to know anything about what was going on in each area, you would call the group leader and find out what was going on. And to, probably to find out what was going on. The problem with the Egyptian media was lying all the time, and the Western media wasn't really concerned with what was going on when it comes to security. We were mostly interested in the political part of the revolution, not about the security. So it was basically we had to find out for ourselves, call the group leader, or at some instances I had to actually like take my bicycle and go to where I heard there was trouble, or to find out if something was true or not. So basically, there was no mean of communication actually. You had to go there yourself or call the group leader to find what was going on.
And you said you took your bicycle and went to other place. Was that the only way of going around? How was it like with public transportation? Did that work? What was it about cars?
Well, yeah, you had the cars until the curfew, and then from the curfew, you can move with your car, but you're going to stop a lot. You're going to get searched a lot by the civil committees. So it was just easier for us to use a bike. And of course, we had in some of the areas, they had special signs, something you wear on your head or on your arm. And some other places, you had like a secret word. And if you say it, they would just let you get through. So it was just easier to move by foot or by bicycle.
Okay, very interesting these insights. Do you have anything you want the people in Germany to know? Or yeah, any statement, any comment, or any wish?
Again, I hope the West as a whole, Germany included, to not support any dictator in our countries just because he's helping them reach their interests and keeps their interests safe, because it will just lead to this again. This is the main problem. He was being supported by people in the West, and he made them think that everything was going fine on the internal level, but actually it wasn't. Right now, I hope we can like reach the people of Germany as the people without any officials. And yeah, that's probably it.